The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lauren Mayer getting us started on a new week. Welcome to it. Lauren Mayer's comedy there. Thank you, rich liberals. And today's the day that we say it again because it's Giving Tuesday. You heard about it, right? You know, they do Black Friday. What was Saturday? Oh, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Did you do all your shopping? Yeah, me either. And today is Giving Tuesday, the day you're supposed to, you know, donate to charities. Let me suggest that today is a good time to support Progressive Radio. You know, I screwed up on Wednesday. It was my day before Thanksgiving show, and because I've done this every year, and I'm an adoptive parent or a parent by adoption, I always do something during November, which is National Adoption Month, to encourage people, if you're looking to, you know, grow your family, that there are other ways to do it, and adoption is always an option. There are millions of kids out there who need a forever home. So I was getting my friend Robert LaMarche on the line, and I had gremlins in the Skype. So it was the weirdest thing. You know, I got a call from one of our only regular, really, Jason in Simi Valley on Wednesday. And so I hung up with him, and then I went to call my friend Robert LaMarche to do our segment on adoption. And for some reason, it kept calling Jason and Simi Valley back. I'm telling you, the gremlins had taken over. Anyway, so because I was all rushed at the end and I got short on time, I neglected to thank really some of the most important people in my life, which are you guys, listeners who support this program. I can't thank you enough. So I'm having a rough day today, in case you can't tell. I wasn't going to go into it, but I've been dealing with health insurance. Isn't that fun? And you know, this is open enrollment time for people who get your insurance through the Affordable Care Act. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so emotional, but what a mess. Basically, I spent most of the last hour on the phone with somebody from Florida Blue, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, and somebody from the healthcare exchange. Florida Blue sent me a letter saying you can renew your current healthcare plan, which is shitty insurance, except it's fairly inexpensive, relatively speaking, and the deductibles and copays are fairly low, so it's somewhat affordable even for someone like me. And basically, they told me you can renew this policy. It's just, you know, $250 deductible and reasonable copays. I think it's $10 for the primary care doctor and $20 for a specialist or something like that. Well, I don't want to go too deep into the weeds here, but basically, my policy that I have now is called 1712CS. On the exchange, they only have 1712S, which is what they're telling me I'd be enrolled in. And Florida Blue is saying, no, you have the CS with the $250 deductible and the, the $5, $10 copay. It's 1712S has a $3,100 deductible, thank you very much, and $30 copay to see a primary care doctor, and it goes up from there. So basically, Florida Blue is saying one thing, and the marketplace is saying something else. And basically, we're screwed. So I kind of lost it with the people on the phone. I said, why don't you just kill me now and get it over with? Well, apparently, they took that as a suicide threat, and they sent the police to my house. I've had a wonderful day. So I did want to thank those of you who so generously donate to the show, or to Progressive Voices, who, you know, is realizing they need to do a fundraising push because bandwidth is expensive and everything else is expensive. And, you know, I realize that we've talked about this a million times, that on the right, the rich people fund right-wing media. You've not only got Fox, but you got this one news network or something like that. From Breitbart to InfoWars to all these other right-wing media outlets that are funded by, you know, the rich people in the Republican Party. Here on the left, we have no such benefactors. Regardless of what they say about George Soros, nobody I know has ever gotten a check from him, including me. Nobody is paying us except those of you who so generously donate to the show, and I can't thank you enough. What we'll do for health insurance next year, I have no idea, but I'll deal with that on Monday. When I could go back into the Florida Blue office, which I did last time, I did this 2 weeks ago, and supposedly it was all taken care of. Well, apparently it isn't. So this is my life, and I'm sorry to burden you guys with it. There's a ton of things to talk about today. So much happened over the weekend. Gotta Laugh is here because it's Tuesday, so we'll take a quick break. We'll do What's News, and we'll be back with Laffy. And I'm really sorry. I'll see you in a minute. I read the news
today, oh boy. It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a stunning court filing Monday evening, new claims that Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement with the Justice Department by lying to the FBI and Mueller's office. MSNBC's Ali Velshi has more.
In a new filing this evening, Mueller's prosecutors spell out the issue directly, saying that Manafort has breached the cooperation agreement that he signed with Mueller's prosecutors in September by repeatedly lying to federal investigators. From tonight's filing, quote, after signing the plea agreement, Manafort committed federal crimes by lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the special counsel's office on a variety of subject matters. Mueller's team do not spell out in detail exactly what Manafort lied about, but note that they will at some point file a detailed sentencing submission to the probation department and the court setting forth the nature of the defendant's crimes and lies. Quote, as the defendant has breached the plea agreement, there is no reason to delay his sentencing herein.
Manafort says he doesn't agree with prosecutors' claims that he lied, but both sides now request that the case move immediately to sentencing. In the most far-reaching shakeup since the company emerged from bankruptcy more than 8 years ago, General Motors announced Monday that it will shut down 5 North American factories and cut 15% of its salaried workers, an estimated 14,700 jobs, in a major restructuring. GM will stop making sedans, including the Chevy Volt, Impala, and Cruze, and Buick's LaCrosse, to focus on SUVs, hatchbacks, crossovers, and trucks. In classic news dump style, the Trump administration on Friday, yes, the day after Thanksgiving, released the 4th National Climate Assessment, the product of 13 federal agencies with the help of 300 leading scientists. The study delivered a dire warning about climate change and its devastating effects, warning that the economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of the century. Of course, Donald Trump says he doesn't believe it.
I've seen it. I've read some of it, and it's fine. Yeah, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. And here's the other thing. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all of these other countries, you know, addresses our country. Right now, we're at the cleanest we've ever been. And that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good.
Just last week, while touring the devastation left by California's wildfires, Trump claimed great climate was coming.
Does seeing this devastation, though, change your opinion at all on climate change, Mr. President?
No. I have a strong opinion. I want great climate. We're going to have that, and we're going to have forests that are very safe, because we can't go through this every year. We go through this. So we're going to have safe forests, and that's happening as we speak.
On Fox, Shepard Smith once again told his audience the truth about this very important story.
Heat waves are getting stronger, floods are growing larger, wildfires are obliterating more of America's landscape. It's because of climate change that's largely man-made. Our burning of fossil fuels is damaging planet Earth, and the time to stop it is running out. By the end of the century, climate change could shrink the U.S. economy by hundreds of billions of dollars. That is the warning in a new report released on Friday ahead of schedule by the Trump administration. The government report has found that climate change has doubled the destruction from wildfires in the American Southwest. It warns farmers, you could see your crops devastated by droughts and heavy rain in the decades to come. According to this new government report, rising seas and storms could force tens of millions of Americans to move within the next century, and that some coastal cities are already seeing the effects. The report also predicts extreme heat waves will get much worse, and that cities including Phoenix could have blistering triple-digit temps 150 days out of the year by the end of this century. The climate science is accepted science. Governments across the nation are spending billions of dollars preparing for what is to come. The U.S. military, too. Billions of dollars. This is not a political issue. It's science. But some have made it political, especially Republicans.
The final U.S. Senate race of the 2018 midterm elections is happening on Tuesday with a runoff between Republican Senator Cindy Hyde Smith and Democrat Mike Espy in Mississippi. There's still the Georgia Secretary of State race, which will be decided next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Democrats are still picking up seats in the House, with Republican Mia Love conceding to Democrat Ben McAdams in Utah on Monday. There are still 2 House races to be decided. The Democrats are currently leading in both of them. The southern border at San Ysidro is open again after U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed it on Sunday, using tear gas on hundreds of migrants who tried to enter the U.S. illegally. Trump was asked about using tear gas on children when he, as usual, blame the victims. And finally, Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This is a good time to support progressive radio, like Progressive Voices and The Nicole Sandler Show. We need your help to keep our voices alive. So, if you'd like to give, visit nicolesandler.com/donate or progressivevoices.com/donate to help.
You're listening to The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for The Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
All right, here we go. It's that time of the week again. Every Tuesday, we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh to talk about what's going on in the news. First, we got to get her on the line. Hello?
Well, yes, you've reached the climate change danger is finally dawning on Trump hotline.
All right.
Press 1 if you think the dangers of climate change are finally dawning on Trump as he notices the whole world giving him a record cold shoulder. Press 2 if you think the dangers of climate change are finally dawning on Trump as he continues to feel the heat while being forced to put out fire after fire. Press 3 if you think the dangers of climate change are finally dawning on Trump, which explains his output of low energy. Have a nice day.
Yeah, except he doesn't believe it. I don't believe
it. No, he's ridiculous. Yeah. Or he believes it and won't admit it.
Right. Either way, you know, because he lies about everything, so why would he be honest about that? And yes, right. He does, you know, he says he doesn't believe it because, you know, he likes poorly educated people.
Oh, yeah, because they fall for his crap. So, of course he does.
Yep.
Little gullible pieces of doo-doo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's in fine form lately. He's clearly feeling the pressure from the Mueller investigation. He's feeling his low approval ratings. His disapproval is now at 60. He's feeling people finally waking up a little bit, even on the Republican side, to the fraud that he is. I forgot who it was last night. I've forgotten her name. She's on all the time on MSNBC. She's a Republican conservative commentator. I can picture her face. Anyway,
Jennifer
she said
Rubin?
Yes.
Okay.
She said there was supposed to be a new poll out today, which I haven't seen yet, that said that Republicans are starting to break away from him.
Really? Well, I should hope so. I mean, you know, now that the election is over, by the way, I have an update. In What's News, I talked about Mia Love conceding. Yeah. Another of the three races that were outstanding has been called. The Democrat Xochitl Torres-Small has defeated Republican Yvette Harrell in New Mexico. They certified the election this morning. So the official result brings the total number of Democratic gains in the House to 39 seats. There's still one more race outstanding, and the Democrat is leading. So they could pick up 40 seats. This was a wave, and it's the biggest margin, I think, in history in terms of the number of votes that Democrats got in the midterm. So it was better than we knew on last Tuesday.
And yet, with all the millions of votes that we were ahead, because of gerrymandering, we have fewer seats in some of the local legislatures because, you know, the millions that voted were all in one area, all jammed in, and so they didn't get their seats.
Sure. Yeah, that's the problem. It's that, you know, Democrats seem to be gathered around urban centers, big cities, and the coasts, and Republicans are spread out. So the Democrats are all gathered together in small, you know, city areas. And you know, it's ridiculous. Like, the same thing way you have two senators in California and somebody in Montana has two senators. There's something really wrong there.
Oh, totally wrong. Oh, well, so I have from yesterday, I have a bunch of tweets. From today, I have not as many as from yesterday, but I still have a lot. Maybe we should get to it, huh?
Okay. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right. So I know the Twitters were jumping over the weekend. There was a bunch of big news stories with the climate change, you know, the climate report being the biggest Friday news dump piece. And that's devastating. And Trump's like, I don't believe it.
But the good thing is that even though it was intended to be a Friday holiday news dump, everybody was reporting on it. Everybody is talking about it. And they're also talking about how it was intended to be a Friday holiday news and dump. So he blew it. It doesn't even matter.
The way he blew it, they did this. They released it a month early to do it in news dump style. But what they didn't realize is because there's nothing going on a holiday weekend, everybody covered this story. So it got more coverage than it probably would have if they had waited until December when it was originally supposed to come out.
Because they're idiots.
Yes, they are.
Say it with me, everybody.
They're idiots.
Okay, well, starting with a CBS tweet that I just opened up the article for, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke cleared in Utah monument probe.
What?
An internal watchdog cleared Zinke of wrongdoing following a complaint that he redrew the boundaries of a national monument in Utah to benefit a state lawmaker and political ally. The Interior Department's Office of Inspector General said it found no evidence that Zinke gave a veteran state representative Mike Noel or Noel preferential treatment in shrinking the boundaries of Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument.
Wow.
That really pisses me off.
Who cleared him? Who did
the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General.
Okay. All right.
So, you know.
Right. Yeah, Ryan Zinke, who's got his own personal flag that flies over the Department of the Interior when he's in the office. When he's out of the building, the flag is down.
Maybe he just needs to be reminded that he's actually there.
I guess.
Everyone's such it's a whole big White House of idiots.
Yeah.
Paul Waldman today, he's quoting over Matt Visor, who is with the Washington Post, and Matt Visor said, quote, how does he fit in with Mississippi? How does he fit in, President Trump, on Mike Espy? Pardon me for saying president, by the way.
Yeah.
And Paul Waldman said, what could he possibly be referring to? Oh, well, I guess we'll never know for sure.
Yeah, Mike Espy's, forebears, his relatives, were slaves in Mississippi. He's from Mississippi. Donald Trump, how do you wind up in Mississippi? Oh, I get it. Exactly. Not much up in the brain area. Not saying that all people in Mississippi are stupid, just the inbred ones.
Yeah. Well, I personally know people who live in Mississippi who are really good liberals and really wonderful people, and I feel for them. How I could not stand to live in a place that is so racist and so red and conservative.
I don't know how either.
My goodness.
There's a great song, by the way, by Bob Dylan on the Time Out of Mind album called Mississippi. It's a great song. It has nothing to, better than the state. I've been hearing it in my head for the last few days while this race is going on. Today's election day, by the way. If you're in Mississippi, vote.
Yes, only if you're a Democrat, though. So this is a tweet from me, but it's because I was... What was this about? I was watching Craig Melvin's show on MSNBC. Because I'm in California, I'm 3 hours behind all the breaking news on the East Coast.
Yep.
So I have to watch as I read, I read tweets and headlines and you name it. I spend the first 3 hours of my day doing nothing but catching up.
Yeah. No, I do that too.
But I do watch Craig Melvin and I watch shows that I don't particularly like just to do that. Well, Craig Melvin reported, quote, and this is a quote from Giuliani.
Okay.
This is talking about the Manafort Assange connection. And he said, quote, this is unequivocally fake news, I am told. That's the quote that Craig Melvin broke into his own show to report, which is the stupidest waste of time because, one, Giuliani said it. He lies for Trump all the time.
Yep.
Two, he used the word fake news. So basically, Craig Melvin was passing along the fake news meme.
Right.
And three, I am told. Well, of course, it was Trump who told Giuliani to say that.
Yeah. I'm not a big Craig Melvin fan.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. I wish I were because I remember a time where I used to like him more, but lately he's been just really making me angry over and over and over again with things like that, with his guests, with his own questions to the guests.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck happened.
Yeah. No.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think for some reason
he's the big Today Show news guy now. So I guess
he?
Yes, he is.
I didn't
That's
know
why
that.
They moved him from 1 o'clock to 11 o'clock or 3 hours earlier out there. I guess because it was too long of a day. But he's the main guy on the Today. Not that I watch it, but I heard when he was promoted.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Well, maybe he's going a little more mainstream, yes. which is it's not mainstream to quote a Trump flunky.
No,
it's just passing along propaganda.
Exactly. And reporting on his tweets. Really? I mean, they don't deserve to be mentioned. I mean, I very rarely will read a Trump tweet.
Trump tweet.
Because they're all inane. The guy's such a fucking asshole.
I like to mock them, but even then I've been withholding some of that because I don't want to spread his little messages.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can't help myself. I just have to. Anywhoosies, the AP tweeted, a new government watchdog memo says the Trump administration waived rigorous background checks for all staff working at the nation's largest detention camp for migrant children.
Oh, my God.
It goes on. Wait, is there something going on here? Oh, no. Okay, I got a news alert, but it's something I've already seen. Trump administration official, quote, personally signed off on sidestepping requirements for child abuse and neglect checks at the tent city in Tornillo,
Texas. Two L's is like a Y sound.
Okay.
Miss Southern California.
Right.
Yes.
But since it was in Texas, I thought they made it pronounced it differently.
Yeah. Texas, Mexico, right there.
Yeah. You know. True. Yeah. And then was this another one on the same thing? No, that's all. Those are the two tweets I had for that particular topic, which is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's everything they do is immoral, insane, illegal, unethical, cruel, just terrible.
Things that you just can't believe because they just so don't make sense. It seems like the world today doesn't make sense.
No, right. But not only does it not make sense for them to do it, what makes even less sense is that the Republicans are letting them get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All they have to do is take a stand against Trump, and a lot of this would go away.
Yep.
They could prevent him from doing a lot of what he's doing, but they love what he's doing.
Yep. The only one speaking out even is Jeff Flake, and we'll see how far he goes.
I've got a tweet on that.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll get to it.
It'll fit right in with what you just said.
All
right. Joyce Vance, who is a legal analyst, she quoted a Fox and Friends Fed script to Trump's EPA chief emails show. And then she said, if Fox let now-fired EPA Chief Pruitt's team approve scripts and control questions when he came on their shows, what do you think they do for Trump?
Who knows?
They're just propaganda mouthpiece.
Yep.
But this is just one more example, and that's what she's spotlighting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chris Geidner, legal editor for BuzzFeed, he's quoting over Frank Thorpe of NBC saying, by the way, in Thomas Farr nomination related news, Senator Collins tells Stephen Dennis and me that she will be supporting his nomination.
Unbelievable.
With Jeff Flake as a no. Wait, let me bring this up. Well, with Jeff Flake as a no while advocating for Mueller protection bill and all 49 Dems a no. It's currently at 50-50. So Chris Geidner says, if Kavanaugh and Farr can both get Collins' support, it's hard to imagine what nominee would not.
No kidding. And you know, that fund is still in existence where they took up a collection against Susan Collins to fund whoever her opponent emerges to be in 2020. That money is all going to go to support the opponent to Susan Collins.
Well, when that comes to be, when it actually is time, I will donate to that fund.
Yep.
Zach Bornstein, who is, as he says, an Emmy-losing writer, director, comedian, he tweeted two pictures. One of them is the new picture of the two little kids, one in diapers, both in diapers, with the mother escaping from the tear gas at the border.
I know it well.
And the other is a gay couple kissing, right?
Yeah.
He says one of these upsets Republicans.
I think it's the gay couple kissing upsets Republicans. They're fine with kids fleeing, you know, tear gas because it's food quality.
You know, it is. You can sprinkle it on your tacos. That's what they said, right? Was it tacos or was it something else?
Listen,
they said?
Here we go.
The type of deterrent being used is OC pepper spray. It's literally water, pepper, with a small amount of alcohol for evaporation purposes. It's natural. You could actually put it on your nachos and eat it.
Your nachos.
So it's a good way of deterring people without long-term harm.
Really? Yeah, sure it is. As someone who's been sprayed directly in the eyes with pepper foam, let me tell you, it's not so natural.
And from somebody who's been sprayed with tear gas in college when I was demonstrating, I was way at the end. I mean, like everybody else was closer. I was just starting to approach and felt a wave of it come at me because of the wind. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Not fun.
Oh, boy.
Not fun.
No, it's like inhaling bee stings.
Yeah.
And it's organic, horrible.
Right.
Adam Best, founder of the Left newsletter, he said, Trump's past 48 hours, tear gas fired at women and kids, said a black candidate doesn't fit into Mississippi, refused to blame Russia for Ukraine attack, and news broke that his campaign manager met with Assange. Scary thing is, it's been an ordinary couple of days for this monster.
It's true. It's just, you know, it's another Thursday. Tuesday.
It's just, yeah, whatever day. It doesn't matter anymore what day it is. It's they're all terrible. We don't get a break. And that's exactly how Trump planned it. He wants every day to be, or every hour to be a new news cycle so that we don't talk about what's really important.
Yep, you're right. Like Melania's Christmas trees, the red blood Christmas trees. Yeah. How scary.
Those are horrible.
That?
I mean, it's when you're up close to them, you see that they're the berries. And if they were little tiny decorations, that would be one thing. But to line a hall or whatever that is with rows and, you know, two rows of these where you walk down the center. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of horrifying.
It's like the,
I didn't know
the red wedding in Game of Thrones. I mean, it's the first time I saw it. It's like, oh, my God, that's creepy.
Yeah, very creepy. God. Yeah. So Julia Davis was reporting. She's with The Washington Post. She said Russia state TV gloats about Trump's failure to condemn Russia for its escalating aggression against Ukraine. And then a colon. Reporter mocks Nikki Haley's UN speech, says, quote, she must have been an unstable connection to the captain's bridge since the owner of the White House, hold on, didn't blame Russia. And
the
then over that
the
tweet.
Who's the owner of the White House?
This is what the Russians are saying.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And she said, Michael McFaul tweets over that, this is why what the president says matters. So Russia state TV is gloating.
Yeah.
And that's the quote. She must have been, she must have an unstable connection to the captain's bridge since the owner of the White House didn't blame Russia. They're mocking. And so McFaul is saying, this is why the president, what he says matters. Because the whole world, especially right now, Russia is laughing at him and taunting him. And taking advantage and doing things like attacking Ukraine.
Right. It's like, you know, the chant, the whole world is watching, the whole world is watching. Well, now we say the whole world is laughing. And they're laughing at him, not with him. That's the difference. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So there was a headline from The Guardian, White House prevents Gina Haspel from briefing the Senate on the Khashoggi murder.
Unbelievable.
Mike Pompeo and James Mattis are due to give a briefing on U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia to Senate on Wednesday. So Empty Wheel says, how can the White House prevent Haspel from briefing at least SSCI? That defies the National Security Act.
Yeah, no kidding. They don't seem to care about, you know, things like that, about the norms, the way things have been done in the government for, you know, over 200 years.
Well, exactly. And the fact is, they love when we say that the norms are being destroyed.
Yep. Yep.
They love that. They live for that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I think you already got into this. We are now looking at cutting all subsidies for General Motors, says Trump.
Yeah. Well, this happened today, but they were talking about in the chat room. GM is killing off the Chevy Volt along with some of their other sedans, the Cruze, which I thought was such a popular car.
The Impala.
Yep.
I can't remember the others, but they do have the Bolt. I don't know if they're going to keep the Bolt because the Bolt came in after the Volt.
Huh.
And it
I don't
was
know.
Sort of an upgrade version of the Volt. If you're going to get an electric car, you could get one of the two.
Okay.
I looked at both of them, so I'm very aware of what they feel like and look like and, you know, to sit in and everything. So that one wasn't mentioned. Now, if he's cutting subsidies, I guess, you know, money's money, but they didn't mention specifically the Bolt. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking at chat, so if somebody's talking about it, I can't see it.
Nope.
They didn't
say anything about it.
And my final one from today is from LOL GOP. He's quoting over Flake trying, Flake et al. Are going to try to force a Senate floor vote on Wednesday on a bill to protect Mueller. If they get their vote, that means Flake is back to voting for. Okay, so LOL GOP says, for his final flop, Jeff Flake will force a useless vote and then vote to make a racist a federal judge for life.
Probably. What Flake said is then he'll, you know, judge each judicial nominee on their merits. So he didn't say what he'll do for this guy whose name escapes me, but who is, you know, a bigot and a racist and shouldn't be on the federal bench anywhere.
Right. He said he would do it on merit. I don't trust his judgment. No. So, okay. I have a whole bunch from yesterday.
Okay. So nothing on, I got to ask you, I saw for the first time in November, and today's the 27th, I think the first time this month, there was a White House press briefing. And when I tuned it in, first I see Larry Kudlow. It's like, oh my God. And this is while I'm on the phone with the Florida Blue and the healthcare marketplace people. And I'm looking on my screen and seeing first Larry Kudlow with the audio off, because I'm listening to this phone call. Larry Kudlow, I'm thinking, good, I don't want to hear him anyway. And then it was Bolton. It's like, seriously?
And, well, first of all, the kudos to MSNBC for not airing it.
Yep.
And kudos to CNN for immediately fact-checking on screen.
That's cool. That's what they should always do. Yeah.
That was, and of course, Fox carried it. So I didn't see it, but I saw some tweets. They were horrendous, as you'd expect. And they're not worth talking about because they're utter bullshit and full of propaganda and lies. So, but thank you, MSNBC. I did a public thank you to them.
For not carrying it live. No, I did tune it in, and I heard, what's her name, Chris Jansing, say, you know, if she says anything worthwhile or something like that, we'll bring it to you.
They never came. I do think they had one quote, and I don't even remember what it was about, but that was it. They came in for one quick quote and then backed off again. So yay for them.
Uh-huh.
Martique says, why would you kill off the Volt and electric car now? That's really stupid. Well, that's because they're facilitating climate change. You don't get it.
Ah, okay.
They want to facilitate climate change. That way we can all go up into heaven and there won't be any black people or Latinos there. So that's all they're trying to do. Don't you get it?
It's the rapture thing, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no Jews, no Muslims. Nope. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be white males. They're not going to
I want to stay here for the leftovers party, the people that are
left. Yeah. Well, let's go loot restaurants and stuff.
No kidding.
Okay, so here's yesterday's headline. GM set to close plants. Here we go. I'll just read you the whole headline because it gives the information we were just talking about. GM set to close plants in Michigan, Ohio, Maryland will cut 15% of salaried workers in a sweeping cost-cutting plan, slashing 14,700 factory and white-collar jobs in North America, may close five factories.
Five factories. That's like catastrophic.
Oh, yeah. And the factories that are associated, because you start talking about parts.
Yep.
And things, and the whole chain is affected.
Yeah.
GM to kill off multiple car models, including the Chevrolet Volt, Cruze, and Impala.
Right.
Cost pressures have increased. GM has also said Trump-imposed tariffs on imported steel have costed $1 billion.
Well, of course. Yep.
$1 billion. So Daniel Dale followed up with, Trump has been lying this month that car plants are opening in, quote, Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and South Carolina and North Carolina and Florida, unquote. And David Shepherdson from Reuters adds, Trump to workers last year in area where GM plant will close, quote, don't move, don't sell your house, and promising, quote, all, quote, the jobs are coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He did say that.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And you're welcome, Martique, for what you just thanked me for. Headline, Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy ships and detained 24 sailors in a key waterway that holds strategic importance for both countries. Ukraine implemented martial law. Empty Wheel says, we have a lame duck ambassador to the UN, and John Bolton is in charge of foreign policy. At least we have real ambassadors to Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, Trump is Trump. May is trying to find a way to save her job and get something out of an ill-considered divorce. Macron is even less popular than Trump, and Merkel is a lame duck. What could go wrong?
Good question.
Can you believe all this?
Yeah, I do. I believe it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Washington Post tweeted, right-wing violence is on the rise. Decades-long drop-off in violence. by left-wing groups, violence by white supremacists and other far-right attackers, has been on the rise since Obama's presidency and has surged since Trump took office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember when Obama got in, of course, it was them rising up against the black president. Now they're surging because Trump is enabling them all, and they're just flourishing.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Just awful. Jim Sciutto from CNN said, this is the Mia Love thing, mm-hmm. Republican Mia Love has conceded her Utah 4th District race to Democrat Ben McAdams. In her concession speech, Love said Trump's, quote, jab at her following the election gave her a, quote, clear vision of his world as it is. No real relationships, just convenient transactions.
I have a bit of her concession speech here.
She's basically calling him heartless.
Well, she was. And what she was commenting on was at one of those Nuremberg rallies that Trump holds. He was going on and on about all the people that lost in the election on last Tuesday night. And he was going, didn't want the embrace. Didn't take the embrace. Mia Love showed me no love. And he was such an asshole going off on, you know, half a dozen or so Republicans who didn't want, quote, the embrace, who lost. And he was gloating about it. So that's what Mia Love is talking about here.
The president's behavior towards me made me wonder, what did he have to gain by saying such a thing about a fellow Republican? It was not really about asking him to do more, was it? Or was it something else? Well, Mr. President, we'll have to chat about that. However, this gave me a clear vision of his world as it is. No real relationships, just convenient transactions. That is an insufficient way to implement sincere service and policy.
And she goes on like that. We don't have to hear the whole thing. But she blasted him. Hopefully she'll be a critic of this administration from the right, because there aren't, you know, a lot of people have sort of surrendered their Republican credentials to criticize Trump, but haven't remained, you know, active Republicans. We've got right. all these people who show up in the parade of, you know, ex-Republicans on MSNBC who now, you know, present themselves as the good guys. But like we're seeing as from elected officials in Congress, none of them are willing to, you know, to challenge him.
Oh, it's disgusting. It is really one of the things that is preventing this country from turning back around and improving again.
Yep.
If the Republicans would simply stand up to him, but nope, it's all about self-interest and money in their pockets and
the
their
worst,
base.
The worst of them is Lindsey Graham. What a pandering, pansy piece of shit he is. Boy, you know, I if I could just see him in person, I'd love to say, John McCain is rolling over in his grave because of you. You phony poser.
I'm sure he's heard it. I'm sure he's heard it.
He probably doesn't care.
No, I'm sure he doesn't care. Greg O'Lear, he is the author of Dirty Rubles, An Introduction to Trump Russia, and he said all of Trump's domestic policies are intended to make us weaker. From the NRA stuff to the tariffs to the healthcare to the tear gas, Putin and his mob associates want us sick, depressed, broke, and shooting at each other. And that's what Trump is trying to do.
No, they're successful. Just like, you know what? Osama bin Laden was successful in really causing this country to have a meltdown.
Yes.
Yep.
Such a good point that people don't talk about.
Yeah, it's true. Everything that they wanted to accomplish here in the U.S., they accomplished. Culminating with Trump in the White House.
Right, and all the patriotism, the phony patriotism, and the Patriot Act, and freedom fries, and all that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Doing away with our civil liberties, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Greg Sargent tweets: "Stop saying the tear gassing at the border gives Trump, quote, ammunition for his arguments on immigration. The exact opposite is true. What it really shows is that Trump is an abject failure on his top issue, and he's covering it up with lies." And then he gives an excerpt from his article. "We already know that the cruelty as deterrence doesn't actually work, and we know this because Trump's own effort to do this failed."
Yeah, with the family separations. Oh, my God. So if that had worked as a deterrent, then this latest so-called caravan never would have taken off, because they would have all been deterred from coming here.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's creating these situations at the border so that he has the visuals to put into ads come 2020.
Yep.
And he can excite his base with them. So this was not just, oh, my God, did he screw up? No, this was all very, I mean, obviously it was intentional. I don't mean to say it was unintentional, mm-hmm. but it was with that in mind.
Yep.
Let's put it that
yep.
way.
I hear you.
Trump tweeted, and this is a partial tweet, hundreds of people closely involved with my campaign who never met, saw, or spoke to Russian during this period. So many campaign workers, people inside from the beginning, asking me why they have not been called. They want to be. There was no collusion, and Mueller knows it. So Orrin Kerr, a law professor, said, loosely translated, quote, Whitaker thinks Mueller found the collusion.
I like that.
Yeah, he's good. David Korn said, when I see Rick Santorum being trotted out to discuss climate change, I remember the time you went ballistic on me in a green room and exclaimed that climate change was a hoax cooked up by leftists and clueless scientists. Really? That's what he shouted at me.
That's funny, because when I see Rick Santorum come on CNN, I change the channel. Just like we do when Corey Lewandowski shows up on MSNBC. We change the channel. Anywhere.
I turned it off. I just turned off my TV. Yeah. I won't even deal with it.
Yep.
The Hill was reporting Ruth Bader Ginsburg returns to the bench after healing from cracked ribs. She hasn't missed a single day of oral arguments in her 25 years on the court. In 2012, she cracked two ribs but did not miss any time in court. Ginsburg also survived two bouts of cancer. Yeah, she is superwoman.
Including pancreatic cancer, which I didn't realize. People don't recover from pancreatic cancer. I mean, that's what killed Joel Silberman. Pancreatic cancer is like 99% of the time a death sentence, and she survived it.
She is remarkable.
Yep.
My hero.
Yep.
My hero. Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Breaking News app broke this regarding a Trump tweet.
Yeah.
Trump suggests U.S. start its own state-run global TV network. And I call it Cluster Fox 2. He'd probably call it Trump TV.
Yeah.
But he wants a state-run global TV network.
Yeah, because he was saying, you know, bad-mouthing CNN again and how, you know, internationally they're the only game in town. So he says, well, we should start our own.
Yeah, you could just imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Gary Trabuco, a follower of mine, said the contrast between the incredible accomplishment of just landing on Mars and this, quote, leadership of the president is hard to grasp.
Yeah.
And then Brian Stelter added, such a sad contrast. At the exact same time NASA experts are celebrating a successful landing on Mars,
yep.
Trump is dismissing a new climate change report. Quote, I don't believe it, unquote.
Yeah, yeah, because we trust his belief system, his, you know, feelings about climate change more than, you know, 300 scientists.
That's exactly what I tweeted, that his beliefs are irrelevant.
Yep.
Beliefs
yes, they
are irrelevant pretty
that's
much.
Right.
I mean, that's just commentary. It doesn't
yep.
mean anything.
Nope.
Mehdi Hasan of The Intercept said, regarding Trump on climate change, as on everything else, the key to covering Trump, as Daniel Dale and others have argued, is not to ask him what he believes. Here we go. What he believes.
Who cares?
Who cares? And then report it. Breaking news. Ask him pointed factual questions,
mm-hmm.
demand evidence, show him up as the fraud he is. Not, do you agree with your administration's climate report? But what about it do you disagree with?
Mm-hmm.
Which specific claim? Trump hasn't read the report. He doesn't understand the science. Dear White House correspondents, don't let him get away with this pretense, please.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Mehdi Hasan, I don't know him. I've never met him. But I've been reading his stuff recently at The Intercept. This guy's really good. I'm going to have to get him on the show one of these days. Yeah.
He's been on MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
And I think he goes, is it usually on Chris Hayes' show? I don't recall.
Maybe,
but he is really good.
Yeah,
Without even realizing, you know, his name, I was going, oh, I really like this guy. And then I went, oh, it's Mehdi Hasan.
Uh-huh.
You know, so... Melanie Zanona from The Hill said, Ayanna Pressley, is that how you say her name? Ayanna?
Yep.
Pressley endorsed a trio of women for leadership jobs, Pelosi for speaker, Barbara Lee for caucus chair, and Catherine Clark for vice chair. Pressley says Pelosi promised to bring a background check bill to the floor early on, and appointed her to the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force.
Yeah, that was something that Nancy Pelosi negotiated with her over for her vote
right.
for speaker. And she's been doing this a lot. I got to say, so basically, despite some of the, you know, blue dogs, new Dems still making noises, Pelosi is going to be speaker again. And you know, it's going to be Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn in the second two positions. But they're creating this new role of a caucus chair, I guess. And Barbara Lee is running for it, as is Hakeem Jeffries, setting it up to be like this congressional black caucus, battle. Barbara Lee, I'm sorry, just isn't a class by herself. Hakeem Jeffries. Go back and, you know, try again another time.
I love Barbara Lee.
So do I. She's awesome. I'd like to see her run for speaker, but, you know, she knows. I've sort of resigned myself to the fact that it's got to be Pelosi, although I wish, you know, they'd replace Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn. I think it's counterproductive to have the three of them in, you know, in the three leadership positions again. I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, I totally get that. Ron Brownstein from The Atlantic said, the holy grail for Dems eyeing the Rust Belt for 2020 is to delegitimize Trump as a champion of the white working class by painting him as a servant of corporate interests. He gives them plenty of ammunition, and Senator Sherrod Brown here, and he's, I'm going to give you a tweet, mm-hmm. offers a preview of how he might carry that case. And then Sherrod Brown tweets, GM gained record tax breaks from the GOP's tax yep. scam and chose not to invest that money in American workers.
Go figure. Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a result of that corporate greed, thousands of workers will soon be out of a job. Disgraceful. Yep. So good for him.
Yep.
Good for him for putting it. You know, it's in the framing, people. You know, do it right. And by the way, I just a little side issue. I was complaining today on Twitter. Can we have enough of who's going to run? Who's going to run? Is it, oh my God.
You'll
is it
find
Beto?
Out when they announce. And Beto, exactly. Either he's going to run or he's not. Personally, as much as I like him, I hope he doesn't run because he's not ready yet. He needs to take on John Cornyn in 2020, and then maybe in 2026, he'll be ready to run for president.
Right, but people run for different reasons. Right. He could run so he could get a vice president or mm-hmm. a cabinet position yeah. or something like that.
True.
He could run just to get his
name
message out there.
To start getting, you know, getting a voice and a national profile.
Exactly. Yeah. So let him run if he wants to run. Yeah. I just would think he's not ready.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yep. Alt-U.S. press secretary says, Trump wants you to think that the choice is between gassing people and caging children on one hand and open right. borders on the other. It's a lie.
Yep.
Trump did this by refusing to lawfully process asylum applications, closing the border, and encouraging anti-immigrant pogroms in Mexico.
That's so true. Trump even says, the Democrats want open borders. That's bullshit. There's not a single Democrat who wants open borders. They just want a sensible immigration plan.
Right. And to follow the law, which right. is to let people apply for asylum. Right. LOL GOP said, don't worry. The guys who dismiss climate change have only been wrong about every substantive issue from taxes to same-sex marriage to Scott Bio of the last half century.
There's always that. Yeah.
Don't worry about them. Mm-hmm. Can Do Dem, a follower, said, in Mississippi, they will vote GOP until something worse comes along.
Well, you know, it's those poorly educated.
I love the poorly educated.
But I love his framing. They'll vote for the GOP yep. until something worse comes along. Yep. Open Secret says conservative groups up their giving after controversial comments by Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Funny, I just saw a news item today saying Blue Cross Blue Shield wants their donation to her back.
Yeah, well, those are the corporates, but yeah.
the conservative groups love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably rewarding her for planting the nooses around the Mississippi State House or wherever they were.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
David Futrell, he's a writer for all the major news outlets. He said, now the MAGAs are scribbling on the photo of a woman fleeing tear gas with her small children to claim it's staged. Oy. With people, some people, quote, posing as if fleeing, and others taking pictures, video. This is like what crisis actors.
Yeah,
this is
what they're saying. That is yeah. exactly what they're saying. These people are shameless. They're really disgusting.
They really are. They're. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that there are so many horrible people out there and they get a voice.
Yep.
I just, oh God. Yep. Aaron Booth, who's at the decision desk headquarters, he said, assuming Trump only plays one round of golf per trip,
right.
likely not the case, particularly at times like last weekend when he spent the full holiday weekend there, this is a 2-to-1 faster rate of golfing than Obama.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's ridiculous the amount of time he's spent on golf courses at Trump properties outside of the White House. And this is the guy who said, I'm not going to have time to play golf. I'm going to be so busy working.
Oh, I keep quoting him from his old tweets about Obama playing golf. Uh-huh. I love doing that.
Yep.
It's a riot.
Yep.
Frank Thorpe of NBC says, Senator Jeff Flake says he's a no on the Thomas Farr nomination. This is what you were just saying. Until he gets a floor vote on the Mueller protection bill, then he would judge the nomination on its merits. Well, with all 49 Democrats a no on the nom, Flake's opposition would require Pence to break the tie. So we already covered that, but it was a big news item, which kept getting repeated, so I brought it back. John Swain of The Guardian. Matt Whitaker was asked to name a time when his personal beliefs clashed with his duties as a prosecutor. He cited his office's prosecution of an anti-abortion extremist who crashed his car into a women's health clinic and tried to set it on fire.
This is
so he's
just this is
personally
just
fine with this.
Right. That was where his personal beliefs clashed with his duties as a prosecutor to prosecute this anti-abortion extremist who crashed his car into a health clinic and tried to set it on fire. That he had a problem with.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
my
fine with
God.
Somebody doing that. He's fine with cars going into health clinics and setting them on fire. That's okay with him. He had a problem with that prosecution. So
can I tell you what's so disconcerting about this whole Whitaker story is the fact that this guy who is, you know, has no qualifications whatsoever to come within 50 feet of an attorney general, let alone be the acting attorney general. And everybody knows it. And the Democrats in the Senate and the House are speaking up about it. And there's nothing they can do.
I know. That's what keeps me up.
Yes, me too. That he's just he knows he picked this guy because Whitaker publicly on CNN said that the Mueller probe was, you know, a witch hunt and sides with Donald Trump on all these things. That's the only reason he was chosen for this. And then Trump goes ahead and lies and says, I wasn't familiar. I don't know Whitaker. I don't know him.
He's on tape saying he knows him and he likes him. God. No, he chose him to protect him. He's always wanted a personal attorney general, a personal attorney, because that's what he thinks the AG does. He thinks that they're there for him.
To be his Roy Cohn, that's what he wanted.
Yes.
And that's what he got in Whitaker, I guess, who can never be confirmed, but he can stay there for 210 days, apparently. Although there are some senators who are fighting it, and I hope they take it all the way.
And there are some lawsuits, too.
Yep.
Daniel Dale was covering the Hyde Smith Trump stumping, and he said Lindsey Graham was there, and he said, if you like Kavanaugh, this is from Lindsey Graham, if you like Kavanaugh, there's more coming.
Ugh.
So there's like more lies, more drinking, more sexual assault.
Yeah,
what he's talking
Lindsey
about.
Lindsey Graham, you are a despicable piece of shit.
He's horrible. I've seen a ton of tweets lately just really ripping into him. So he's hearing it. He's hearing it. And my final tweet of the day is Brian Beutler from Crooked Media saying he's saying Democrats won the House with the largest margin of victory, which you were saying, in history for either party, according to NBC News. And LOL GOP responds with, this real fact sounds like a brag Trump would make up.
That's so true. It really does. That's very funny.
It's accurate, too.
Really is. Eggman, who I don't know, but replied to somebody or about something, says no labels and third way should merge and call themselves no way. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
That was very good. Oh, I wish I'd thought of that one.
I know, it was really
That was good. We'll see if anything else is... Oop, I just got rid of the thing I was trying to look for. Let's see. MT Will has been breaking down the Mueller investigation online. Statement from Paul Manafort about today's Guardian story via spokesman. This story is totally false and deliberately libelous. I have never met Julian Assange or anyone connected with him.
Okay.
And there's no active shooter at Walter Reed. Everybody can relax. This was a drill.
It was a drill, but they were apparently early on they said it wasn't a drill. And so it got some, you know, news guys tweeting about it. Now they had to go in and say, I deleted the tweets because we found out it was a drill.
Too many mistakes are made online and people, you know, it goes viral so quickly.
Yep.
Too bad. But that's just the way it is. It's like, you know, playing telephone.
Yep.
Somebody
apparently,
starts
this
in
was an ad hoc drill by Tenant Command. Angry staff officer tweeted, area, quote, Tenant Commander, is about to have a very, very, very bad day. So apparently this was a major fuck up.
Yeah, I would say. That's imagine all the families that got wind of that and were terrified for their loved ones.
And by the way, Chris Hayes just tweeted about Paul Manafort's tweet about the Guardian story. Hold on.
Don't lose it. Don't lose it.
Well, if Paul Manafort says something's not true, then that literally means nothing at all.
Yes, that's, now that's true.
Yep, that's true.
That's perfect. That is absolutely right. If he, it's just like Trump. If he says something, you automatically should think the opposite because he is never, ever honest.
That's right. Oy. Oh, so there we go. We made it through another edition of Laffy's Tweet Spot.
We did, and you made it through a show.
Made it through a Tuesday. I almost didn't, but I did, and thank you. And, you know, to the Coral Springs police who came to my house, go away.
You know, the guy took you seriously. In a way, that's good, but come on. What you said was not, I'm going to kill myself.
No,
you were
I saying, said, kill me now. Just kill me now. Because that's what they're trying to do. So all the more reason we need Medicare for all. Like
you said it.
Seriously need Medicare for all because this is ridiculous. So I hope my cancer doesn't come back because otherwise I'm
fucked. Oh, please, it will not. I'm deeming it so.
Okay. All right. With that, Gotta Laugh. Find her here next Tuesday and on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye, Laffy.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.